Hello.
Hi, Edward.
Yes, how you doing?
Hey, John Powell here. Sorry about that. So our onboarding team is prepared to call you. We'll try the 361 number. I just had to call you because of a special circumstance we had from last month. So do you have a moment for me to review what we have going on here? Okay, so can you hear me okay?
Yeah, this phone has, shitty. I'm getting a new one, but yeah, I can hear you better.
Okay, so basically, Ryan, when he set up the account, he authorized, $199 payment, right? So that was the original setup that he had with us last month. Technically, it could have been considered month number two with you guys, where you didn't have to do, a setup payment and whatnot, but the reason why I'm calling is that he did a cancellation at his bank for that amount. So we got a chargeback request and we processed it and everything like that. And we thought that, you guys were just fully canceling and whatnot. I'm not sure if it was intentional or not on your guys' end, but that's just what we ended up with at the bank was, we refunded the $199, right? So the reason why I was bringing that up is we do have a way to work around it where you're not paying anything extra out of pocket versus what you're getting from us. But I have to accommodate for that. So what I was going to do is this. I can include an extra $100 of Google ads. And then what I would do on my end, and that's going to be something that's free of charge from us, as a bonus. But for my end, what I'd have to do is increase your setup fee. Instead of it being $99, it'd go up to $199, and that'll cancel out the chargeback if you're okay with that.
And then what do we get for it?
You get $100 of Google ads, so you're really not losing anything. I just have to charge you an extra $100 as a setup fee. And again, the way I'm offsetting that is giving you an extra $100 of Google ads.
Yeah, that's fine.
So it'll be a $7.98 charge that I can process on your card. Is that okay? And you'll see it broken down $199 of a setup fee. That's what's going to cancel last month's situation. And then you'll see $300 Google ads plus, and I'll make sure my management team gets you an extra $100 of that, okay?
Okay. So it won't be not charged $199, it's charged $99, but you're giving it back in Google ads, right?
Right, exactly. Instead of that $99 setup fee that we talked about when you and I were first speaking, when I talked to my manager, he's like, yeah, this is a screwy situation, but we'll let it work around like this. And I said, I think that'll be fair just because Edward doesn't know anything about this. I mean, it was nothing on your end and probably not even on Ryan's end. Again, I was trying to haggle with the operations as best I could, to be fair. So
yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yes.
So yeah, I'll go ahead and process this for $7.98. Bear with me one moment and then get everything set up here.
Yeah, and just see if they can call me on the other phone because this one is set up. So.
Okay, on the card information, let me see what I have here. It looks like the card didn't process. I probably have something wrong. Let's see.
Yo, it says credit card not present in this transaction. Well, I probably got it.
Okay, so what did it say? Oh, Chase was just blocking it, right? Just to be protective?
Bank of America's just blocking it. Let me call them real quick. I'm going to call you back. Can you call me in 10 minutes?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and do that.
That is an okay charge.
All right. Okay, bye.